Craig is very forceful.
He's a bear.
He's not a... Oh, yeah, he is a bear. I'm just so used to yelling at you.
He is not a bear. Why did you get so mad about that, too?
I don't know.
He really is a bear.
Yeah, Craig...
It's like if I call Toucan Sam a cardinal or something.
Are we gonna? What are we gonna do? Are we gonna read it in a funny voice? Or
I mean, are you going to? Is that a? Are you raising your hand?
It's a question.
Like. No, it really just recaps what happened last week. In case you guys don't remember where you are, but I mean, it sounds like you want to read it in a funny voice.
Where's the recap on the
Discord?
It's on Discord too. Oh, just go to Discord. It's on, yeah, it's on the last thing she posted in the general.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
This is really old. It is the world's oldest newspaper.
Nope. Oh my god.
And a weird one named Chuckles said Templeton.
We weren't looking for a cat. We were looking for cat food.
I mean, some of us were looking for cats.
Not you.
No, I'm much too bougie for cats.
He spelled my name bougie. Wrong.
Did I?
Yeah, it's spelled DJUCKLES.
No, it's not.
But yeah, but he would have believed it.
That's true. He probably would have.
Oh, shit. There's a demonic presence downstairs.
No. Is there?
Oh, no. Wait. Okay. There is a question mark.
Right?
Maybe.
So, here. We'll go back to this. Do you guys see this? The shrine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder why your little tokens aren't showing up.
I put the music on. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I thought it was a ghost.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Sorry. We were supposed to start off.
I got a black screen.
Black.
It's just black?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Tiger zombies, he isn't.
How's that? Is that better?
Better, yeah.
Is it fixed?
Yeah. Andy, is your token there?
No.
How do you move their token?
You just have to drag it into the scene.
Oh.
So I haven't gotten Squish in there yet, but I put the rest of us in there. Wait, was it ready for the scary music yet?
It's funny that your character Squish looks like your Discord character all along.
Everything was leading up to this.
Yeah, like I mean, like the way you designed him too. It's like, you know.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
No, I did. I messed up. There we go.
Gotta go. Captain.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So this is where you guys left off. This was the creepy, scary room that you went into. You saw the remnants of horrible sacrifice. And then you went down the stairs, and it was just a long black hallway. Nothing there. I did try to add this to Discord, and I was having issues again. But here you go. If you want to take a look at the long, dark, scary hallway, it looks like this.
It is long and dark.
Oh my god, that's terrifying. I'm not going down that thing. Are you insane? I mean, there were ghosts in that other room. And I'm not going down this dark hallway.
I mean, it's not that dark. I mean, there's a little light there.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But does any of us have night vision? Perhaps the demon? Do you have night vision, demon?
I was gonna look.
I was gonna try to figure that out myself.
I don't think you have night vision, but you could use like survey to kind of like look into the room and see how it is.
I think there is a flashlight we could have been carrying this entire time, and I thought, I'm not gonna need a flashlight. I'm not going into a basement. There's not gonna be a long, scary hallway.
If someone wants to use it, they can use it. You can have it now. Just say you tell me how you packed for the light, the flashlight.
Wait, what about? Hold on, I have burglary gear. Oh no, I used it to open the door.
No, you have burger gear.
Thanks. I have a subterfuge supplies, which is a theatrical makeup kit. That'll work. A reversible cloak. A burglary gear.
How helpful.
Yeah.
All right. I say we just keep walking and we put the little one in front of us first.
Okay.
That's Chuckles, right?
Yeah, I'm the little one. And you guys you guys like kind of get behind me. Because what is Squish? Because you were scared of those ghosts. So you're probably on edge, I would guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous.
Well, there's nothing to be nervous about.
And the captain saw the actual ghosts.
Yeah. It's pretty scary in there, but there's nothing to be nervous about.
It's stupid butler away from me.
Oh no, he's done for the night. He's very exhausted.
So you realize as you're walking the hallway, you know, it's fairly narrow, but along one side, on the left-hand side, you notice that the wall turns from like concrete to glass. Now you can't see what's beyond the glass, but you do find a metal door just on the other side of glass wall. So it looks like it's a window peering into something.
Oh, very strange.
So it's just
stab
the
glass.
You what?
I'm gonna stab the glass with my chef's knives.
I thought they were throwing knives.
I thought you were done being Star Turbo.
I thought you're trying to turn a new leaf.
I want to get to that door. Maybe far away from the ghost.
I mean, he is kind of scared.
Yeah, so if you want to wreck the window, you got to just roll some wreck. I think there's a wreck action. Oh, Tiger was showing me this. There's a way to like pull up the like rolling on your screen.
It's on the token hogging in the top left corner. I added that module into this one.
The two dice?
Yeah, so it should be under, I don't know, which one are you doing, wreck?
Yeah.
Rec is under, it's under actions, then prowess.
I don't see that.
You don't see in the top left corner? It has, like, your over character here. Might have to be, I think you're in the right spot. Your character has to be highlighted, I think. You don't see it, like, under the...
No.
It goes up, you go up to actions, because I see it.
Yeah, I don't see actions anymore.
Actions
refresh, maybe.
It's like right in the corner, right under the shrine.
It should be the same as what we've done in the other games.
Yeah, I don't have it.
You don't have actions resistance.
I've got, what is it, seven squares.
Seven squares.
Yeah, there's the dice. Journal notes, measure distance, select targets, measure.
Do you have
controls?
Click on Squish.
I did.
And do you have like the, so in the token controls? Do you have the token controls highlighted?
Then that's the thing underneath. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Oh yeah, if I have that selected and my character selected, then it shows in the top left. actions, well, resistance, and utility.
Well, I can, I can't really click on Squish. Like, I'll click on it, but
I see. You probably just don't own Squish.
Yeah.
He's not a licensed character to you.
All right, let me give you ownership to Squish. Configure ownership. Yep, you don't own Squish. But not all players, just Andy.
Can you really own Squish?
We're about to find out. Now do you see it?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Great problem solving, guys.
Good job. All around.
All right, so I'll roll wreck. I don't have any in wreck.
Okay, so if you roll it, it should roll two. And it'll take
a risky standard?
Yeah.
No.
Great. So you tell me how you try to hit. Well, I guess I'll do it. You pick up the knife and you throw it at the glass and it bounces off and it hits your foot.
Oh no, not his toes! No. 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 No.
I thought you were trying to turn over a new leaf.
I didn't know it would have such bad consequences.
Bridget, do you know about Sarn Turbo's toe?
Tobo?
He lost his toe in the first mission.
So Sarn's got a robotic toe.
Well, you're about to have a robotic foot. I mean,
all right. Oh my god. One arm.
Yeah, level one harm, stub toe. That might make you a little harder to run away.
Squish, what are you doing? Why did you do that?
Oh, it looks like glass. I wanted to break it. There's a door on the other side.
I see. Oh. Try it again.
You try it again.
All right.
So there's a door on the same side as the glass.
Oh, if we just walked further down and we would have seen it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you ding-dong, Squish. There's a door right here.
My depth perception is not really good.
Is it because you got no pupils?
Partially. I forgot my glasses.
All right. Can I grab the door and try to open it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a finesse roll.
It's what?
Sorry, not a finesse. Do you have tinker? A tinker roll?
I do.
Okay.
Roll it.
Yeah.
Success. I do.
You do it. So tell me how you tinker it open.
Well, so I said that thing to Squish. I was like, you ding dong, there was a door. If we just kept walking, if you just keep your cool. And I jiggle the handle, and it doesn't open at first. But then I bop it like Fonzie, and it opens.
See, I would have hurt myself if I had to bop the door.
Yeah, well, I guess it's not as easy as it looks.
My foot hurts.
You really wrecked yourself. You should have checked yourself.
I thought you were turning over a new leaf.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As you walk into this dark room, you flick on a light, and you notice there's stairs leading down, and inside is the laboratory. This is the Aruvians alchemy lab. They have along the shelves, there's all sorts of glass doodads and whatnot. There's little pots or little glass jars that look like they're full of different glowing liquids. There's some smoky objects. You notice there's some tools along the side. There is, a workbench. It looks very much just like an active laboratory / workroom. And it's empty.
We think.
You do think, yes.
And you just said it's active, right? So it's not like abandoned.
No, it's like it's active in the sense that there clearly is activity going on in here recently, but okay. Not like there's currently people in there. It's not like an old, rusty, dusty, abandoned laboratory.
Okay.
Captain, you go first.
Oh, definitely. I'm very intrigued by all this. Look at this. Look at this. That's wow. And that over there.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
No, right there. It is something else. Right there.
Pointing at a whiskey glass?
No, I'm pointing at the tubes and glass.
Oh, tubes.
Yeah, tubes and glass. Right there. That's easily 6 centimeters. Or whatever measurement we use in this country.
Cubits.
Knots.
Knots.
All right. Well, after that, I meander to the bookcase and just kind of start perusing the books. Because that's what I'm doing in real life, too.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of leather-bound books on the shelves. A lot of them are pretty basic titles, you know, like Alchemy 101, and then, you know, alloys, how do they work? What's up with those? You know, chemistry books. There's some history books as well, basic Duskvil, city history, just kind of, you know, a phone book. Well, not a phone book. Let's say an address book. But then along the top shelf, you notice there's one shelf in particular that is, again, glass case. It does look like it appears to be locked. However, out of the corner of your eye, you see it kind of like shimmers a little bit when you look at it. Also along the shelving and whatnot, you see a lot of like chemical objects, a lot of mixing tools, it looks like, for different potions and whatnot, chemistry items.
Can I try to throw my knife at that glass case?
Sure, go ahead.
No, I was asking if I should.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking.
No, you only got two toes or some amount of toes. How many toes do you have?
I don't know now.
No, I don't think you should. You've only got one knife left.
Wait, can I pick up that another knife from my foot?
Yeah.
What? Oh, it's been in your foot the entire time?
That's badass.
Yeah, I take the other knife out of my foot.
I mean, it is in your foot, so I mean.
It didn't technically leave your person.
It did not.
Well, for that split second when it was in the air.
And then the other split second that it was in the glass.
It didn't go in the glass.
Oh.
I think the handle hit it.
Do I know anything just based on being I don't know. I'm not an alchemist, but I'm adjacent to alchemy.
I would say you definitely should be interested in this.
Definitely recognize. You can see that there's some kind of gadgets on the wall. So not quite bombs, but bomb making material. So powders and little tweezers and little casings and things like that. You recognize too that a lot of these chemicals are potentially dangerous if mixed in the right way. And then as you look around as well, behind that same glass case, there are also pre-made bombs, pre-made potions, poisons. You don't know what they are, but you definitely recognize them as such.
Guys, this is weapons. These are weapon materials. Yeah, you could kill a lot of people with these.
Can we kill some glass?
I mean, I did open the door like Fonzie. So, I know a little bit.
Oh, so you open the door and now suddenly you think you're some kind of master tinkerer.
All right, well then eat the chemicals then instead, because they're alcoholic.
I'm not going to eat the chemicals. Who said I'm an alcoholic?
I've seen you. You got the shakes.
That's just because I don't have my sea legs yet, my land legs. You see me on a boat, you'll never see me again. Or whatever.
I'm going to try to open up that glass case.
All right, how do you try to open it?
You said there was a little glint to it?
Yeah, so there's when you look in the glass, you can see that it kind of has a greenish, blue, purplish, kind of just like oil on, when you're looking at oil, it kind of has that weird iridescent glow to it. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm just gonna like tap on it to see how like tough it is. If it's really fragile or
So you tap on the glass, dunk, 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 and it seems like pretty solid. Nothing crazy about the glass itself.
Is there inside there again?
There is a small like lock in the center of the door. So it's two glass doors that are put together kind of like this. Okay. And in the center, there's a lock. It doesn't look like a very like complex lock, though. It's just definitely just a lock, a metal lock.
I'm going to try to put my knife in there and wiggle it open.
That sounds smart.
I'm not throwing it this time. I learned.
I was going to suggest my sword, but the knife's much smaller. That'll fit.
I see you like about to put your knife into it. I'm like, do you want me to pick it?
You can do that?
Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, yeah, do that.
All right,
please do the thing.
Is that something I can roll for?
Yeah, that would be tinker again. So you're kind of like tinkering with, like that's kind of the lock picking. The general like doing things, like if you're working on machinery, it's like tinkering.
Okay. What's the roll?
It's for the most part, unless it's like crazy otherwise, it's going to be risky standard.
All right. Things go badly.
Really? So you open up the lock. You manage to click it open, and you're surprised because it's really simple. But as soon as you open up the glass doors, you feel a blast of wind, and you and Squish, because you're standing right in front of that glass, kind of get pushed back into the table, into the wall behind you. There's clattering of glass. Each of you are going to take 2 stress. Inside the glass case, it's open now. You're free to grab it. But in there materializes this sort of greenish, grayish creature. He doesn't really seem to recognize you, but he definitely is somewhat cognizant. He like looks around, and as his form starts to materialize, you realize it's somebody in some sort of old lab coat with large glasses on his face, and he's just on patrol now, just looking around.
is that how big is his dad?
What? He's a normal size. This is a normal size man.
I thought he was in the case.
Up here, he's definitely a ghost. You guys can all tell instantly. You can see clearly through him. He's a ghost, but he's definitely in front of this this case, which contains books and weapons.
Squish hobbles away.
Ghost pirate.
Oh, I'm going. I'm very interested in this. Oh, I was... Shut up! I need to whisper. So how you doing there?
He kind of just, like, turns and looks at you, looks at the captain, and he recognizes that you're talking to him, but he doesn't answer back.
Oh, this is not going well. He's not answering, boys!
Well, I don't know. Try something else.
All right.
You want to roll and whisper for him? Like, try to, like, talk
to
him?
Can I do that? Yeah, can I do that? Yeah,
you can do that to attune. If you attune to him, you'll be able to see and connect with him better.
All right.
You could also just command him to do something or try to sway him as well. But if you want to attune to the ghost field, you can do that.
That sounds cool. Let's attune. Everyone get attuned.
I don't know what that means.
That's an action that you do, Brandon. You're going to roll for attunement.
All right, what do I roll?
Attune.
I know, but it's like it tells me, do I roll any modifiers?
Just use the standard,
just use standard.
Just default.
Tree. What kind of modifiers do you have?
What?
Here, I'm going to come in your room for a sec.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Tiger,
no.
How much do you have in Tinker?
2. No, I have 3. I have 3 in Tinker. That's why I was trying to stop you from...
Show me your
How come you only have 2 dice?
I don't know, but my
you shouldn't have failed that then.
So I have my character sheet is. Oh, did I roll for you? No, I rolled for the captain.
You rolled for the captain. Okay.
Oh, I had the wrong character highlighted.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't think it really matters.
I got it open, so.
I mean, we got the stress.
We got the stress.
Well, I have a lot of tinker.
You have to tinker a lot.
I rolled for the wrong character. I rolled for the captain instead of myself.
Oh. Tinker roll, yeah.
Do we want to replay that, or you want to just keep going?
No, there's no reason to replay it.
Well, the stress.
I don't care.
Jeez.
I want to know what happens with this damn ghost. Now whisper to the ghost.
It failed. It didn't work. I swear this has never happened to me before. I failed.
What did you roll? A three?
Yeah.
As you turn to the ghost and look at him, he just completely ignores you. In fact, he kind of floats through you. And as he floats through you, you feel like a shock to your body again. So you're going to take a level 2 shock.
Great. Shock.
Squish.
I don't know how to do it on the sheet, though.
In the corner. As far away as he can be from
this. Oh, here. Mental shock. I think.
Mild shock.
Did you already have shock, or did we just add that?
Yeah, I
just
got shocked again.
Oh, you get 2 shocks?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, are you okay?
So the ghost is kind of just like, he hasn't tried to make any threatening movements towards you, but he is moving kind of to the other side of the room, and you see him kind of just taking going throughout his daily routine. It looks like he's preparing some sort of mixture. So he goes to one table and picks up these items, even though they don't really grasp them. But you can see he's attempting to pick things up, vials, and pour one into another. And then he floats to the other table and the work table in the center of the room, and he puts something back down, and he floats to another cabinet. So he realized that he's just going through his normal tasks at this point of his day.
He's in the zone.
He's going to go.
I recognize it.
Follow him around and do what he does.
I was thinking the same thing. So he can't actually pick it up. He's trying to, but he can't.
Right. He can't pick up anything. He's just moving throughout his day.
All right. No, I know what he's doing. I could do it if I wanted to, but yeah, I guess I'll do what he's doing. I mean, I would do it differently, but all right. So I start mixing the stuff up the same way that he is.
Okay. Going through it.
Yep. Oh, interesting choice to put that here first. I might have done it a little differently. But and I just keep muttering as he's doing all these things.
Okay. Captain, what are you up to?
I'm looking for booze.
not alcoholic.
Taking sips of things that probably isn't alcohol, but just trying to see if it tastes all right, and then like pocketing some other things.
You're pocketing things?
I mean, yeah.
So nothing.
What?
So you're doing nothing?
Yeah, I'm just doing nothing. I'm fucking around looking for shit.
The ghost scientist appears to kind of come to a standstill at one point, and he picks up one more vial, and you see him stare at it for a little bit long, and then he pours the final vial into the mixture, and all of a sudden disappears, gone again.
Wait, where did he go?
If by the ghost, die by the ghost.
Huh? Well, I don't know what that's about, but now I have this mixture.
Yes.
Drink it.
So you look down, and what you've created is this kind of just black powder. But as you kind of pick it up and you put it into the light, you notice that it's glowing slightly from within. You can take it if you want. You recognize that it's ghost scourge. It's a powder that's used to kind of rip spirits' bodies, souls from their bodies. So if you were to give it to a person, their soul would rip out of their body. Or if you gave it to a ghost, you would have command of their soul for a short time. It's basically soul goo. It just scrubs the soul out.
Soul goo.
So what I've got here in this bowl is ghost scourge. I'm sure you know all about it, Cap.
Yes.
Ooh. All right.
As
yeah,
you guys are looking at the ghost scourge, you look back to the bookcase, and there's the ghost spirit again. He stands there for a few seconds, looking around, kind of somewhat recognizes you, and then
Chuckles,
gets back
you wanna
go- the same movements that he was doing before.
Chuckles, you want to ghost like a butler? Go for it.
Scourge. Well, no, I'm not really big on ghost slavery.
It's not slavery. It's only for a little while.
All right. I have an impulse to grab a handful of this stuff and just chuck it at the ghost to get him to talk to us. I guess maybe I should ask the ghost pirate. Can I do that?
I mean, you already did it.
Uh oh.
As you chuck some of the powder into the ghost, and you hear him kind of scream, and he like twists, and as he twists, his semi body, which looked, you know, kind of green grayish, but you can still see it, suddenly becomes white, and it loses all form, and it just starts twisting and writhing and heading your direction now.
What have I done? Wow, Gar. Yeah. What have I done? I'm walking backwards. I'm a little freaked out.
Hey, that'll happen.
I can only imagine Squish is freaked out too.
Squish. I want to look around for like another door, or if the door that we came in is the only door available.
Well, as you're looking around, the ghost hits you square in the chest, and it passes through you. And as it does so, it hits you and kind of electrifies you quite a bit. Congratulations, you've just taken two level 2 harm, electric shock.
I did pick up when I was setting up the character. I have tough as nails, so that lowers it one level.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going after Chuckles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's me.
Not me. Yeah.
Yeah. You threw it, so it's coming at you, and it hits you square in the chest. And passes through you, electrifying you.
Oh, that was fucked up.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes. I wouldn't have thrown it at him.
I was asking for help, but all you did was keep trying to drink potions.
I've got some too. I found some alcohol. I'm pretty good.
Well, I'm glad. That's good for you. Thank you for Ghost Expert for not helping us with the ghost.
You're welcome.
Well, the ghost is definitely gone now, and the room kind of just falls still. The cabinet door is still open. The door is also open, but for the most part, there are no other ghosts in this room.
For the most part. Is there any other doors aside from the one that we came in?
There is. There's one in the back, but when you open it, it just leads to, like, boxes and some general just supply closet.
What are we here to steal again? I forgot.
A chest.
Is there a chest in the room?
There is not.
Can I look at the cabinet that the ghost came out of?
Sure.
See if there's anything in there.
So when you take a look at the cabinet, the books on the shelves are all about the occult. They're all about summoning and controlling demons. There's one in there about how to be a vampire. There's one in there about killing vampires. There's one in there about creating the dead or, you know, raising the dead. And then on the bottom shelf, you see that there's a lot more gadgets there. There's the ghost scourge that you recognize again. There's empty spirit bottles down there that you can use. There's a vitality potion. There's a little spirit lamp that can use to like repel ghosts. So it's basically like an occultist weapons armory.
Oh, so we gotta start guys. We're back in our game again. I call those spirit bottles right there.
No, I want the one that repels ghosts.
You can totally have that one.
You want the spirit lamp? So that's going to be, if you take it, you can take the spirit lamp. It's one load, though.
Okay.
Did you say vampires? Did you say something about vampires?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Squish? There's two books in there. One, how to kill vampires. That looks very old. And then one in there.
Won't be needing that. Says, and I throw it over my shoulder. And, I said I won't be needing the one about killing vampires, and I throw that, and I pick the one about becoming a vampire, and I not so slyly put it into my jacket pocket.
All right, that's going to be one load.
Yeah, I'll take all the loads.
Crazy.
And then Brandon, you said you're going to take two more spirit bottles.
Yeah, is that one more load?
Yeah, that's one more load.
I don't know how to mark that on my sheet.
There is. So if you you're talking about your paper sheet.
Yeah, but also I don't know how to do it on here either.
There's not.
I think there could be like a load. Actually,
there isn't anything on here for book or documents.
Yeah, it'll be under document.
And then. Captain, you're adding. What did you add?
Two spirit bottles.
Spirit bottle.
Yeah, I think two spirit bottles are one load.
Okay. What else did you have?
Me?
Yeah.
I on my list, my items.
Yeah.
I have a fine lightning hook, a spirit mask, and then spirit bottles.
That's the one we just added, right?
No, I had spirit bottles already. I had two already.
So you want more spirit bottles?
I collect them.
Just the bottles?
No, the ghosts that go in the bottles.
Then why didn't you help with the ghost that was just in here?
I tried. He didn't want to attune. And, you know, I felt that was a little rude. Why do I want a fucking scientist under my belt?
Well, I'm glad we got more bottles.
Snooty scientist ghost. Let me tell you can't, you know... I don't just collect all ghosts. I'm a purveyor of fine spectral things.
You're a perv something.
Yeah, I know. You see Neelix there? He took care of that really well. He's a very good ghost.
Then
he fell asleep. No, he just gets, he can't abuse them.
All right.
From the side of the captain's, from his side dangling from his belt, there's a bottle there, and you just kind of hear this like thumping underneath.
No. Knock it off. I didn't catch any ghosts.
You said there's a book about demons, right?
Yes.
Is there a way I can like look through, see if there's a way to like kill them?
Yeah, go ahead and do a study of the book.
You am them. Aren't you? Or are you like part demon?
I failed. No, I'm not. It's like part demon.
Oh.
That's so strange that it says failure, because that definitely isn't a failure.
No, I don't have any in there, so we take the one with the left.
Oh, you're right. You look through the book, but it's written in a language you don't quite understand. The symbols are all very cultish, and it doesn't seem very clear to you anything that's in there. But the pictures are pretty.
That is a pretty picture. I show chuckles because I think he would laugh at it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's a pretty sexy demon, right?
What? No.
What?
I mean, for you.
I mean, for everyone.
For everyone involved.
I would like to take some of. Is there any of the scourge left that from the pot that I had? Okay. Can I take some?
Probably like half a container. Yeah. So go ahead and just put it with the other scourge that you have. We'll say you have like, two scourge now.
Oh, I was talking about that one. I didn't realize that I had already grabbed some.
Yeah, you can just grab the one.
All right. I don't see it.
You might not. It's like a sample creation, so you might not have it.
All right. I will. All
right. If you have, like, it's like a bomb, if that's one.
Were there any other doors in the hallway that led up to this room?
There might be. They're further down. Not coming up to that door. That's the only one you've seen so far. Okay. The hallway does continue down, though.
I think we should continue on down the hallway.
All right.
Sounds good.
What happened to that thumping? Where was that from?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine.
What?
That was from Captain's spirit bottle.
Oh, it was just the bottle. Okay.
Yeah, it was what was his name? Neeler?
Neelix.
I see.
I'm not going to learn it. I never want to see that thing again.
That's rude. He's a nice butler.
He's a ghost.
Yes. Well, aren't we all one day?
Not me. I'm never going to die.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, vampires don't really die too often.
Well, I'm not a vampire.
Yet.
Yet.
I saw you.
Oh, you blew me up. Look. You blew up my punchline.
Oh, you paused too long.
All right, I'm still working on the timing. Okay, so are you're leading up through the hallway?
Yeah, I go back out the door to the hallway.
All right.
I follow.
All right, as you go along the hallway, you get towards, you realize you're getting towards the end. It's been very dark, not many rooms. This seems like a pretty abandoned part of the school. But in front of you, there are two rooms. There's one to the left, one to the right. They have pretty identical doors. They look like normal doors, but again, they are locked. So you can do with as you want. They're just plain wooden doors, though.
Hey, Tinker chuckles.
Yes.
Chuckles Tinkerer.
Yeah, that's me.
Can you open one of these?
Speaking.
Have you tried just seeing if it's unlocked?
She said it was locked.
Oh, did she?
Well, I try to see if it's locked. Okay. So, yes, I would like to try. Which one am I unlocking? Which one do you want unlocked?
Pick one.
The left one.
Preferably one without ghosts.
The left one.
I don't know. Ghost pirate. Where's the ghosts?
Left one.
The ghosts are in there or they're not in there?
No, go to the left one.
Yeah, but we want to be avoiding ghosts.
Why is this so complicated? You ask which one I thought. You go to the left one.
But I'm not sure you understood what we were trying to say.
I don't care about ghosts. It's fine. Go to the left one.
Let's go to the right one.
All right. I'm going to roll on the right one.
Ha! Reverse psychology.
Success. I do it.
As you roll into the right room.
No token vision.
You're not. You just be happy that you don't have token vision right now. It's.
What if it's just really dark in this room? Oh, it was.
Oh my. Squish just closes the door really, really quickly.
Oh, Neelix, I wish I hadn't used you so quickly.
How's a butler going to help us? What's he going to draw a bath?
I mean, he's a ghost. He might be able to, you know, detect other ghosts.
You guys look in the doorway and you see this dark, dark hall or dark room, a hole, basically. There is this grating in front. Looks like a jail cell. The door is open. The jail cell is not locked. And you see the chest is inside, just past the jail cell. Do you want to continue forward?
Or do you want to take the right door. I knew it was the right one.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you guys,
it is a good time for a break.
Yeah, I was wondering that because it's like about 9, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
All right.
Prepare your butts.
Oh,
okay. Sometimes you still freeze, but I don't know if that's your camera or mine.
It's off because my character is supposed to be knowledgeable about ghosts, but me as a person, I don't know what exactly I can do with that.
Yeah, I mean, attuning allows you to see the ghosts. If you hadn't failed that, I mean, it would help you.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to play an expert on all the
game. But you're not really an expert because you're, like, level zero.
I know. For my character.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's hard to play that around
with
security
for
about a week. Look like he's
saying he's about
ghosts.
As he ghosts?
Ghosts.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. Want to see what it looks like on your screen? Oh, good. Oh, cool. It doesn't. Okay. Oh, I'll get it. I'm in the stream.
Yeah, I was
like,
oh.
Is that cereal?
Yep.
Holy crap, that cereal's overflowing.
With joy.
Prepare your butts.
Prepare your butts. Colin?
What?
What?
You guys ready? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. As you enter the room, you see this cell in front of you, and a voice calls out from the darkness, and he goes, "Oh, visitors. How nice." And he's a very calm, even voice. But you all kind of get this sickening feeling in your stomach and this heavy presence. You guys can come in if you want, it says.
Can I do a flashback?
Flashback? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do a flashback to when we were on the boat.
Yeah.
Leading up to it. And there was like this this metal rod that was on the boat, you know, like a tire iron kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to take that as like a makeshift weapon.
Okay.
And you'll see what I'm going to do with it.
All right. So the creature suddenly makes himself visible, and you realize he is definitely a demon. He has gray skin, these dark red eyes, a mouth full of sweaty, gross teeth.
Did you say sweaty?
Yeah, they're definitely dripping. And he's smiling, and as he talks, you realize he doesn't really move his mouth, but it's definitely him.
That's creepy. That's extra scary.
Ooh, did it get hot in here?
Enough to make my teeth sweat.
This is where I park my ship. Excuse me.
He kind of just saves you and takes you guys in. He is standing in front of the war chest. You can see very clearly it is a heavy metal chest with several bands on it, a very thick, powerful-looking clock on it, or clock.
As he walks us in, I would like to put that metal bar, like, in the path of the door, so the door doesn't slam shut and lock us in.
Okay. It's definitely blocked in there. As you guys kind of step forward, you feel this big, heavy presence kind of just push you equally back. He says, sorry, boys. I got a job to do.
A what?
What's your job?
My job is to keep this chest safe. That's why they bound me to it many months ago. I've been stuck here for about 8 months now. I hate it, but I can't let you in. Sorry.
But you just told us to come in.
I wanted the company.
Oh, we'll give you company in exchange for the chest.
Are you trying to convince him to give you the chest?
No, I'm just asking him. It's just a friendly conversation. We'll talk to you for a little while, old man.
He's a demon.
Old demon man.
What's in the chest?
The chest? It's the war chest.
Asking the demon.
Money.
Oh, it's money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what does the demon need with money?
I have no use for it whatsoever. Oh, I'm not here because I want to be here, but you understand how it works, right? I've been bound to this. I can't let you in.
You know how it is for us. I mean, we've been hired to get that chest. So, I mean, I guess we're at a standstill.
We are.
So,
all right. He kind of stares at you. And his eyes narrow just the tiniest little bit. Then they widen and he smiles even better. And he goes, I have an option for you. If you boys help me get out of this, I'll give you the chest.
Do you want a chubby little child to eat?
Yeah, we know exactly to get one for you. I'm sure he's delicious.
Wouldn't be too bad. But I would rather have some of yours instead.
Psst, ghost man. Ghost pirate. Mm-hmm. Do you have any expertise on demons? Are demons and ghosts similar, related?
No.
I mean, I'm part demon.
He should be the expert.
Demon man. You're part demon. Do you have any expertise on demons?
Do I have any expertise on
demons? Yes. Where are his genitals so that I may kick them?
Wait, and I stop listening to chuckles. I go, what do you mean some of ours?
We could make a new pact.
Like what?
Well, I'm stuck here for 12 coin. Mm-hmm. I could be stuck somewhere else for blood.
Blood?
Here's the deal. If you guys want to perform, you know, a little ritual that would bind you three to me forever... we could do that, and I could give you the chest.
Wait, so then you'd follow us around all the time?
Oh, I'm sorry. You'd be bound to me.
What are you going to do, then? I mean, what does a demon do? I mean, you besides scare away the ladies.
I mean, you don't really need to know that, do you? That's not part of the deal.
It is a little bit.
This demon's a shifty one.
Oh, yeah, I don't really like that deal.
I don't like that deal at all.
Yeah, can't we just feed you a couple cats, like Elf?
You wouldn't want the fat kid?
Or the fat
Enough
kid?
Enough of this. I draw my sword. I'm getting ready. I'm getting tired of this demon. Give us the chest.
Are you commanding him, like trying to intimidate him?
Yeah.
Throw command.
All right, command. Where's that? Command. Roll.
Oh.
He just laughs at you and pushes you.
Why does it keep happening when I try to do something cool?
You hit the cell kind of behind you. You hit the tire iron that's been left there. Oh. What damage do you have now?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a
two mental level shocks. One harm
and two mental shocks.
Do you have level? You have a level two, right?
Open. Level two.
You have two level twos.
Yeah, you have two level twos, right?
Oh, I put him down as level one, but I don't really know.
Take level two bruised ribs. You're gonna bruise your ribs when you do that. Oh, it hits you, and you can feel something kind of crunch. Not quite break, but you definitely have the wind knocked out of you.
Oh, it auto-corrected bruised ribs to bruised rubs.
No, I typed that in.
Don't waste my time again.
And then I say, okay, and I would like to do something sneaky. I want to pull out of my pocket the ghost scourge and blow it into his eyes.
I think that would be finesse. So, okay. Do you have a finesse?
Yes, I have one in finesse, actually.
Go ahead and roll it.
Wait, why don't you? Never mind.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, you're right. I should have stressed.
Yeah, you should have pushed yourself.
You blow it into his face.
Pocket
it
hits sand.
Him, and he starts screaming this unholy sort of scream. As you do so, I don't know if you guys can see this clock up here. Yeah. He yowls in pain. Oops. He has taken 2 out of 8 damage. He stumbles back behind the back further into the cell, and he's blinded. He's kind of just like,
quick, grab the chest.
Pocket sand.
When he's stumbling, I'm going to throw one of my knives at him.
Go ahead and skirmish. Oh, no, wait, that's from a distance. I'm sorry, hunt.
Oh, yeah, you are a hunt.
I don't have any hunt.
That seems not right.
I thought you were given 2 already. As a hound? Yeah, you should have 2 to start with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it just says the modifier is... Oh, that's the modifier. Okay. Never mind.
You throw one of the knives at him.
It shouldn't be a failure, though. It should be a 4.
Yeah, I'm not quite. I don't trust
because your thing doesn't have. You didn't put anything in your character sheet.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't set up your character. I set up mine.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Booze is set up too, but yours is not. So I just added Hound, but it didn't add any of the dots.
Oh, so
you should probably put them in and then roll again if that's all right, Bridget.
Yeah, no, for sure. Or I'll just take the 4, which is partial success.
Oh, is that what would have happened anyway?
Yeah. Are you throwing one knife or multiple at him?
Just one, because I want to see if it does any damage.
You manage to throw the knife at it, and because it is made of such a fine level of steel, it actually has silver engravings on it because it was from this fancy kitchen. It burns through him, and he hisses, but it definitely doesn't hit like a core body part. It hits like his shoulder, and he just kind of background kind of winces as he backs up a little bit further. He is going to take 1 stress, but in the retaliation, he pushes this like dark force and hits you as well, and you take another stress.
Oh, I can mark that.
Stress.
Did you figure out how to do the stress, Andy?
Yeah.
He kind of being like stumbling up now, and he's sort of riding himself, and now he's like looking at the three of you, and things have just gotten serious because he's not smiling anymore.
Shit. Yep. Yep. We're not going to be able to charm our way out of this anymore.
How close can we get to the chest without him like attacking us? Did we knock him away from it with all those attacks?
He's behind the table right now, but just behind it. If you reached and tried to grab it, he would definitely be able to grab you.
Oh, crap.
Well, we don't want that to happen. Okay. Use one of your bottles.
It only works on ghosts.
Put him in a bottle.
Put him in a body bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely could try to put him in a bottle, but you need something to like reach him with.
Like a stick? Like a tire iron?
Like a tire iron, yeah.
Or like the lightning hooks you have on you.
Oh. So I can make him go into my bottle?
You gotta catch him, yeah. You would have to use have to try to like wrap him with a lightning hook.
Well, shit, why don't you say so? Put me in.
All right, it's gonna be because it's from a distance, it's gonna be a hunt. You need to be able to kind of latch onto him from far away.
All right, roll hunt. I hate it.
You
failing this whole game.
You try to grab onto him, but you're just a little too far away, and you miss. And as you miss, you kind of stumble forward, and when you look up, he's right in front of you.
Oh, hello.
He's towering over you, and you can feel the kind of like dripping saliva from his sweaty teeth just kind of like drip on you.
All right, Chuckles, you were close to him. Go for the chest.
Oh, all right. I have a meta question. And just brainstorming. I have wreck. I would like to do a wreck. But what could I? Oh, is maybe there's a list of things that qualify as wreck.
With wreck, it's basically just going in and destroying shit. So you're just kind of going in, smashing and grabbing.
So can I try? Is there something I could do like, that would to be like drop kick or like spear him, like doing something like a wild card type, just like jumping at him?
You could try tipping over the table or grabbing the tire iron and just like tossing it straight at him. Anything that kind of would just cause a lot of destruction.
Okay, so he's on the other side of the table, and the chest is on the table, or the chest is in front of the table?
The chest is on the table.
Okay.
He's behind it, you guys are in front of it. The captain has kind of fallen over, and he's like between like the table and the ghost, or right in the like around that area.
All right.
So he's very close to him.
I am going to try to just mix it up and flip the table.
Okay. Let's throw some wreck.
Yeah. All right. Should I change this at all? I guess is it desperate?
I guess, yeah, since it's a desperate maneuver, it's just trying to do anything. Yeah, let's make it a desperate maneuver.
All right.
And still pretty risky, standard. Though. Yep. Desperate, yeah. And standard.
Uh-oh.
You toss the chest. The chest goes onto one end of the room. Kind of bounces off the wall. You throw the table, but it doesn't really do anything. And now you are also right in front of him, and you can kind of feel his like power kind of like pushing against you, and it's starting to cause some heart palpitations as well. So you're going to take a level 2 shock because you're staring up into his drippy mouth.
2 shock
or 2 stress? Yeah.
Oh, 2 stress.
Sorry, too stressed.
Am I laying next to the captain?
You're kind of like over in the same area with him. I don't think you're like laying down on top of him, but yeah, you guys are both kind of in front of him. So he's standing behind you. The table's now been cast to the side. You two are in front of him, and Squish is still against the wall or further back.
I'm going to throw my second knife at him.
All right, go ahead. Skirmish him. Or no, I'm sorry, hunt. I don't know why I keep saying skirmish.
Skirmish him.
If I push myself, I take 2 more stress, right?
Yes, and then you can do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to push myself for another, unless if someone wants to help me.
I would like to help you, but I forgot what you're doing.
Throwing a knife.
Oh, I can't help you throw a knife.
You can distract him.
I tried that already.
You can. How do you want to how do you want to help him? Do you want to distract him?
Well,
is that what you said?
The captain made a noise.
Who's got the least amount of stress?
Probably me. I don't know. Captain does.
Okay.
Whoever wants to distract him would just do like a finesse roll, and we'd see how well that would do. And if it did well, then we give Andy an extra boost.
Well, I'm finessing it. Hey, partial success.
The demon kind of fixes his gaze onto you, and again, you kind of feel that like intense stress. You're going to give Squish an extra roll, an extra die to roll. So if you're giving yourself stress plus Brandon helped you, you would add 2 to whatever your finesse roll or your hunt roll is.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Oh, Jesus, that's a lot of dice.
You hit him again, and again he like screams and he rears back because you throw one of these kitchen knives with the silver engraved handle on it. He takes an additional 2 stress, and as you notice, he's starting to kind of leak this like fluid, gaseous sort of material off of him as he's hunched over the knife. He went through a vital organ.
Is it plasma?
Yeah, it's plasma?
Oozing.
Plasma.
All right, guys, I'm out of knives.
Oh, okay. Noted. I'm still fucked over here. Do you need anything? Do you need a lockpick?
No, I think you should still have more in the room or purge.
Are there any ghosts in the room or naval situations?
I have a few.
You could attune and see if there's any in the room.
Oh, I'm attuning. I don't know what else to do. Attuned.
You attune to the ghost feeling, kind of stick your hand out there, and suddenly you become aware of all these bodies pressing against you. They are the sacrifices of Ixis, or the demon. You realize that the demon upstairs, this is him, the one where everyone was being sacrificed to. And all these people who have died over the years in service to him, to keep him around, suddenly are in the room with you. This crush of like spirit bodies are kind of pushing against him and against you. And he's starting to panic because he's being suffocated as much as you are. Because you are kind of being crushed by this feeling. Just you, Captain, because you're the only one attuning to it. So take one.
One what?
One stress.
One stress. 2 hops this time.
Crisscross.
Is there a way you can tell the ghosts to attack them?
I mean, aren't they kind of holding him in place while they, you know, so while that happens, why don't one of you take the chest?
Is there any advantage to trying to open? I'm just going to do it. I would like to try and open the chest.
Okay, go ahead and rush to it and roll. This is going to be a desperate roll, and it's also going to have a great effect if you can do it.
Okay, so it's going to be Tinker. Let me make sure I'm highlighted. All right. Yes, I would like to. So the ghosts are pushing the demon back a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. So in that opening, then I rush over to the chest and I start just furiously working on it. And no modifier though.
Are you using your special tools?
Oh.
Or have you already used those?
Oh, no. I used my I think I used my burglary gear to get in the place, but I still have tinkering tools.
If you use the tinkering tools, give yourself an extra modifier.
Okay. And can I stress myself?
Sure.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah, so give yourself like an additional. Oh. Oof.
That was close.
That was.
Oh my god. All right.
So you're going to take an additional. So as you rush over there to open it, you're kind of furiously tinkering with it, and you manage to kind of just crack it open a little bit. You can kind of see that there's a money bag inside. You kind of jiggle it, and you can hear the money inside, but it doesn't quite open all the way yet.
Oh, no. It's not quite open yet. I think I'm going to need a little bit more time if I'm going to get this thing open. Is there anything else that we can do?
Hurry!
I'm gonna run, pick up the tire iron and swing at him.
Did we mention it's made of silver?
Flashback on that flashback. This boat had a silver crowbar in it.
It's definitely not silver, but you do, because you are getting kind of close to him, that's going to be more of a skirmishing rule.
Okay. I got zero in skirmish.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Wait, are you getting... Oh.
My what?
I was going to say, is there any chance at an assist or...
No, I mean, we're getting pretty high on the stress.
Yeah, I guess so. Not the captain.
You throw the tire iron at him, and it just passes through him like nothing, and he... Although there's a little crush of ghosts that are kind of reaching and grabbing at him and weakening him slowly, he turns his attention back to you to squish.
Uh-oh.
Captain, you want to try something?
Am I still being squished by ghosts?
You're feeling their presence, but they're more focused on the demon.
All right, can I do anything with those, or because I'm attuned to them?
You can definitely try to like command them. Yeah,
I want to compel them. That's okay. A special ability I have. I can attune to the ghost field and obey, and they make them obey my command. Damn
that's,
right. Okay.
That's the one you're picking, though.
Yeah,
as opposed to what?
You only get to pick one special ability for right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that was what I was
always. Because you're using your special ability, you're going to use an extra roll, an extra dice, and then whatever is on top of that command roll.
So command, and then what do I do?
Plus one on the modifier.
Plus one on the modifier. Not minus one, that doesn't make any sense. And roll.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no!
Dude, what the fuck?
The ghosts stop squishing the demon, and they start turning their attention back to you and kind of coming back to you and like pulling on you and scratching on you. You're definitely going to take another stress.
I mean, thankfully you don't have a lot of stress.
No, I've literally failed every single die roll I've made this game. It's kind of getting annoying.
Hey, Charles Andrew, you still have that that scourge, right?
I think I blew it into his face.
Yeah, but you had two of them.
I don't really know how many I had. I thought I used one. I used one on the scientist ghost, and then I put one back, and then I took one other one.
Oh.
That, I don't know. That was my understanding.
Someone took a spirit lamp. Who took that one?
I did. Can I pull that out?
Yeah. It's this beam lamp that's kind of like an old-fashioned oil lamp. And when you pull it out, it suddenly glows this kind of yellowish light. And all of the ghosts, which are now have been so far invisible to Squish and to Chuckles, or it's Charzander, sorry, is finally...
Charles-ander.
Suddenly they're... been able to. You see them now. You see all these ghostly pale faces, and they just disappear out of the room, gone. And you see the demon in the back is holding up his hand to the light and is just like, oh, and he's just can't even look at it.
Well, that solves two of my problems.
But you still got one big one with red eyes and sweating teeth.
Hey, Captain.
Yes?
Hit him with your lightning hook.
Okay.
I'll hold this lamp still.
Is that Hunt again?
That's going to be... well, you're pretty close to him. So it might be more of a skirmish, because you're pretty close. You don't really have to go from a distance. But since you have the extra light, too, go ahead and give yourself an extra die.
And aim for his teeth. They're wet.
Yeah, I mean, you're the same. Hunt and skirmish is still zero.
You should be rolling at least three.
It should be two. Oh, three?
It could be two, and then another one, because you're... Well, I guess it would just be the best of two.
I don't know. I added a modifier of one die. Oh, that's Hunt. Hold on. Let me try the other one. Skirmish. One die. And then nothing else, right? Just that?
Yeah.
Am I not right? Should I add two die?
No, it's going to be because you had zero. So instead of rolling two, then you're just rolling one.
Yeah, you just roll one.
If you had two bonus, then you would be rolling two.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. You reach for him, but you just miss again. And you're kind of dazed at this point. So you just kind of, fall against the wall. You're not drunk or anything. You're not dead or anything, but you're definitely wounded and kind of breathing heavily.
I'm a Hulk.
I want to throw the, tire iron to Chuckles to use his leverage to pry open the chest. I'm hoping that, like, the chest, if it opens, he goes away because he failed.
It's a good theory. I know nothing about the supernatural, but I will take your crowbar.
Yeah, so you go ahead and hand him the crowbar, and then, Chuckles, what do you do with it?
I wave it in triumph, and then jam it in the space, because you said it did open a little bit.
Right, it's definitely cracked.
And I'd like to put some pressure on opening it while I am doing lock picking stuff on the lock itself.
Okay, go ahead and throw the tinker one, and then throw in an additional one because you've already busted it.
And should I change position or effect?
I would say it's there's risky and desperate, and then what's the other one on there?
Controlled. It's definitely not controlled.
Yeah, I would say it's still pretty risky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, no, I was rolling for the captain.
Oh.
Why'd you do that?
Just because I was clicking on your sheet. So I can roll for anyone since I'm a GM. So it's plus one. It's still risky. Yeah, risky standard.
All right. Critical success.
You crack open the chest, and you see inside there's a hefty bag of money. It's in a velvet bag.
Oh, nice. That's all that I can see in there?
That's all there is in there.
Okay, so I start jamming the money into my pockets.
Why don't you just take the bag?
Well, I don't know. It's just a little bit more cinematic to, grab and start stuffing it into my pockets, and, some dollars are coming out or whatever it is. And I was like, okay, now let's get out of here.
Agreed.
Yes. Run.
I hobble away. I am really beat up.
Emotionally or physically?
Both spiritually.
Oh, I always forget about the spiritual.
In this world.
All right. So you guys start bolting down the down the hallway again. You all three are running.
Well, I want to make sure I close the cage behind us.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to stop a demon, but
definitely might slow him down, especially as weak as he is. Start piling out of the room. Squish goes behind and he locks the door or shuts the door behind him. You guys start running, but you get about halfway down the hall when you hear this cry, the door pound open, and you turn and you see the demon is still standing there, still behind you, but at a much greater distance now.
Don't look back. Just keep running. Just keep running.
Terrifying. Fucking demons. Why couldn't you be a ghost?
You guys start running back the way that you came. You suddenly realize two main things. One, the hallway actually slopes both upwards back towards you came and to the side downwards. And as it slopes downwards, you guys can faintly hear some lapping waves. And you realize that the canals lead underneath the school as well. But standing on the stairs that you guys need to go up, you need to at least get near, is a figure standing there.
Is it a plump figure
in glasses
with the scimitar drawn?
No, but that would have been a great idea.
Well, you can always change it.
I hope it's a cat.
Hold on. Sorry, my Discord just crashed. You see a handsome figure standing there.
Oh, handsome. Well,
dark hair. And he pulls out, he does have a sword, and he thought, I have found you. You think you're the only one to know how to wave a sword around here?
None of us have a sword.
I do.
Oh.
It's a rapier.
The man is very tall. He's very dressed in fine silks, but you really can't notice that because there's a demon right behind you. All you know is that he has a sword pointed at you, and he's on the stairs, and he's blocking you from getting up.
Oh, so we're stuck between a demon and a hunk.
Can we go towards the canal?
You can, but you are going to get within swinging distance of this new man.
So we can jump into the water.
Can I pull my sword and fight him for a second?
Sure, it'll be it's sword fighting, it'll be finesse.
Finesse.
You do have finesse, don't you? I think you do.
No.
Yeah, you have one finesse.
I don't have that on my character sheet.
Oh, then how did it get on here? I actually don't know what happened. I don't think I made this one.
No, we did right before we started, but did you put finesse down for me?
No, you definitely should not have a finesse.
Oh, it just disappeared. Wonderful. I shouldn't have said anything.
All right,
I'm sure this will go great.
Yeah, it's been statistically very well for me tonight. So I, all wounded, I run into like a high-end. Oh, it has been a rough night. I am definitely not on my game tonight. And partial success somehow. How'd I get two?
As you hit him with your sword, you kind of catch him off guard because you're stumbling at him, and he's just kind of like, huh, what? And as you hit him, he backs off slightly. And at this point, too, he now sees the demon behind you, and he kind of makes eye contact with it, and he's like, what? What the hell is that? What have you done?
What do you think it is? It's a goddamn demon.
Here, enjoy. I kick him towards the demon.
It's not me.
No, that's a good one.
The good demon.
He's one of the good ones.
Squish, the good demon.
Did you say you push him towards the demon?
Yeah.
All right, well, you push him towards the demon and he stumbles for a second. And he is about to turn tail and head back up the stairs. What do you guys do?
I go towards the canal.
I'm running.
I follow, I guess.
My glass gambit was throwing that weirdo into the demon. That was my gambit.
The handsome weirdo.
Dana was a weirdo.
Well, you guys back down the canals, and as you start running, you're going down these canals, and there's sidewalks on either side of it and water flowing in between it, but you guys can run along the canal, and you take a left, and you start running back towards where you guys came from, and you see your boat is still sitting there, unattended, and...
what happened to the dude?
Tire ironless.
How will we ever change the tires on this boat?
So if we don't get a flat.
What happened to the dude? Do we know? Or is it just in
the... All you know is that the last thing you saw as you guys booked it out of there is this demon coming face to face with this mysterious swordsman.
It, don't forget handsome.
He is very handsome.
Well, it's handsome. Right.
Let's get out of the boat and get out of here.
Yeah.
Boat. Yeah. Hey, did you guys see how I succeeded in that finessed sword throw?
I saw how you fed that tall, dark, handsome man to the demon.
I know. Good idea, right?
Boys, I gotta be honest with you. It was a bit violent.
Boys, I gotta be honest with you. I've been out of the game a while. I'm sure you noticed that I didn't do very well tonight.
No, I didn't notice.
This pirate's got to get his groove back.
Is that groove at the bottom of a bottle?
I thought if I, you know, I didn't think we'd fight a demon.
We knew we'd fight a demon.
Yeah, did you listen to Pissy Pants Templeton at all?
No. I don't listen to children.
Oh, or ghosts.
And they don't listen to you either.
All they do is tell lies and make up stories. About demons, apparently.
He did not lie or make that up.
Yeah, so
he certainly didn't help us.
Yeah, what? If it weren't for Templeton, we'd still be like crawling around on the roof.
I mean, we would have made our way to the basement eventually. X marks the spot. That's where you go. The floor, yeah, the ground.
Yeah, the problem is eventually.
Oh, you're a fun lad. I like you. You've got a funny hat.
This is very, very in style.
I am very, very, very drunk and beaten up and discouraged. Let me tell you. Whew, thank God I have my butler tonight, or else I would have looked like quite the fool.
Yeah. Yes,
the butler saved you from that.
Yep, the butler did it.
What? Oh. Where are we going?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
The boat.
Have been arguing in your boat. Where are you going to go?
We're just zooming away.
We got to go see what's his face. I don't remember his name.
Basler.
Yeah.
Basil.
You want to head back?
Yeah, we should go see him.
Yeah,
Basil, or we could just keep the coins.
And get them after us?
Yeah, yeah. I already have one half of the town after us. I don't think we need the other half.
I mean, I don't know if one demon is half the town.
Well, aren't they going to come after the gold that we stole?
No. It's not just the demon. It's a demon and a very handsome swordsman.
I feel like it's a fair trade.
You think they're going to team up, the demon and the swordsman? Sounds like a fucking book.
My worst enemy.
Anyway, continue.
So, you guys want to go back to Baz's?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to confirm. You don't have to. You could choose to keep the money.
No, we're honorable.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's not his.
That's, well, I mean, Lamp Black's quarters?
That's the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where he lives. Hold on.
What's the guy's name? Okay. I'm trying to think. The guy from Austin Powers. His name was like Basil Exposition.
I get it now.
I've been calling him Basil Expedition. It never made any sense.
Basil Expedition?
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
Expedition? That's a car. Yeah.
It's definitely a word.
How you say
it? Like, I think it's like an adventure. EXEPTIL.
Not even close, Hank.
D-I-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, okay, cool. The Expedition. Basil Expedition. That's what we're calling this guy now.
Basil Expedition.
I have spoken.
Bazo is there. I'll put his picture back in the chat so you guys can see him. He's there. And he's not angry to see you. He kind of sits on the other side of his desk and he says, "So, you're not dead, huh?"
Almost.
Not only are we not dead, but my pockets are full.
I am fucked.
Well, lay it out. Let me see it.
And
I start showing him all my wounds.
I meant the coins, buddy.
Oh.
And I empty my pockets onto the table, and along with some coins, some other sort of embarrassing things pop out.
Like what?
Oh, they're mostly like
a book on how to become a vampire?
Yes, and paper clips.
Cute.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, he takes the 12 coins and he kind of holds it in his hand and he counts out 4 of them and he hands it back to you and he goes, "This is your share. That was the promise.
We almost died."
It's not my fault. I told you it might be dangerous.
Dude, you didn't tell us there's a goddamn demon down there.
I knew they were just some weird shit. I told you they were some nasty people. That's why we need them out of Crow's Foot. Look, I'm proud of you boys. You guys did me a solid. You did a real good favor for me. You know, they're probably going to be pissed at you, and that demon might come back to bite you in the ass. But, you know...
You knew about the demon?
I heard rumors. People just disappeared. I don't know. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Everything.
You guys... Well,
I'm beginning to think you weren't on our side and you were only thinking about the money.
Look, I'll make it up to you. How about that?
That would be cool. Is it more money?
You guys are real solid. I'd like to use you again in the future.
And, I don't like that choice of words.
Real estate's tough in the city right now. How'd you guys like a place to live?
What kind of a place are we talking about?
I can't promise you anything nice. It's Crow's Foot, you know. It's the shithole that it is. But, I mean, it definitely has a roof. And it has more than 2 walls.
Okay.
And it's got a nice river view through the floor.
What? You can see through the floor?
Part of it. How would you like your own junk fort?
Did you say junk fort?
I'll take it.
Wait, I think we should discuss this.
No, I'm tired. I need to sleep.
All right, I was excited about the junk fort.
You were.
I don't know why you want to argue about it.
I don't know. I wanted to milk some more drama.
What's the rent situation on this? Are you just giving it to us?
Listen, I can't give this shit away. You know, it's my thanks to you. And if I ever need you, I know where you're at. And if you ever try to run, I know where to burn down all your stuff.
All right.
That's a tough sell.
I'm tired.
If a demon comes knocking on your door, you don't know where we are.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure I definitely wouldn't know.
He won't. Yeah, they can't go up, right? Demons above water.
Yeah, I don't think that's where their disadvantage is up.
They do not take commercial airfare.
Yeah, you should see them on escalators. It's a real mess.
All right.
Well, that's the end of the tour. So now, at this point, well, not tonight, but. You guys move into your downtime activities.
Okay.
You get to have a little rest. A couple things you guys can do. If you want to heal your wounds, you can go seek out a healer. If you want to reduce your stress, you can go do that and some of your vices. Oh, Tiger, not Tiger, sorry, Squish. Chuckles, I still need your vice, what it is that you you like to do in your off time.
Oh, I like to binge eat, but it's like,
okay,
it's stuff that's just really terrible for you and isn't even really food.
Wow.
Oh, is that that's one of the serious.
Like that's cat it's food. The cat food. Yeah. Have I mentioned that I like cat food? yeah, I mean, not like paper. Like I won't eat paper. I'm not an animal, but I will eat other things that animals just eat.
Paper clips, apparently.
No, I don't eat the paper clips, but I use the paper clips to get food from cans.
I am really interested to see how you do that one.
It's a whole tinkering mess.
Do all tinkers do this or just you?
Well, the good ones.
What?
So when we do the downtime, will that be together or should we just come with like a summary of what we did in our downtime?
No, that's definitely something you can play through. Okay. It's just one of those things you might want to come in with an idea of what you'd like to do.
Okay.
If you can start it. You can also do, like, if you have a long-term project you want to start on, you can do that too.
Like
you
just vampire gotta base?
Let me know. Like if you want to become a vampire, sure. Or whatever it is that you want to do. But yeah, just come up with a few ideas of what you'd like to do. I'll have some plans and then go from there.